Hey guys, welcome back. I know it's I told you that I won't be able to post a whole lot often, but I am managing to knock one out today, which is really good. And so basically I am here, and today's episode, I know, like, about last month I made an episode talking about Star Wars and how I said maybe I could bring a Star Wars expert onto it. So this is a kind of like a part two of it. But instead, I'm here with a special guest, my best friend since childbirth. His name is, are you comfortable with me saying your real name?
Yeah.
Okay. His name is Brody. He is right here. Brody, want to say
hi? My name is Brody Bicknell.
Okay, that's Brody. He's going to be talking to you guys about Star Wars a whole lot. Just a reminder, the link to my website is in the podcast description. So it's a Discord server. Just remember to go to those. Now, I was wrong about the computer. You just can't click on the link in Anchor if you're on a phone or tablet. You can click it on any other podcast app. But let's get to the topic of this episode. Brody, why don't you talk about Star Wars?
Okay, so the first episode is The Phantom Menace. In that one, Qui-Gon Jinn trains a Padawan named Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Now, why don't you tell them who Qui-Gon Jinn is?
He's a Jedi Master.
Qui-Gon Jinn was a Jedi Master, and
He was trained by Count Dooku.
He was trained by Count Dooku? Oh.
Yeah, he was trained by Count Dooku. And Count Dooku was trained by Yoda. Until Count Dooku turned to the dark side in Attack of the Clones.
He'll talk more about
that. Which was
the
second.
He'll talk more about that after he talks about this, Brody. So, who was the person who killed Qui-Gon Jinn in The Phantom Menace?
Darth Maul.
And who, can you describe Darth Maul for us, please?
Darth Maul is Darth Sidious' apprentice, who is secretly the senator, who is secretly Senator Palpatine in The Phantom Menace, who eventually became, who is really secretly a Sith Lord.
There you have it, folks. That is The Phantom Menace. Basically, it's all it's about. I'm just going to say one thing. Brody might be wondering what I'm talking about, but I have to say this in my episodes when I mention the company. We are not sponsored by Star Wars in this episode. Star Wars is not sponsoring us. I just want to make that clear. Okay, Brody, why don't you talk about the second movie?
Okay, the second one is Attack of the Clones, where Anakin and Obi-Wan, at the end of that movie, confront Count Dooku. And at the end of The Phantom Menace, Obi-Wan took a Padawan named Anakin Skywalker, and then Anakin became Obi-Wan's apprentice, and then together they both fought Count Dooku, and they easily got injured, but then Yoda saved both two of them, but Dooku escaped to fight another day.
So, Brody, I should have asked...
And created the Separatist Army.
Yes, he did. Okay, I'm going to ask two questions. Brody, I should have asked this earlier, but... Who is Count Dooku? Why don't you tell us who Count Dooku is?
So Count Dooku was a former Jedi until he turned to the dark side. He was trained under Master Yoda.
And then
he was the one who trained Qui-Gon Jinn until soon he became disillusioned with the Jedi Order and eventually created a Separatist army. And then he became a Sith Lord and he became Darth Sidious's second apprentice after Darth Maul was disowned. But secretly, Darth Maul did not die in The Phantom Menace. Obi-Wan just thought he defeated him, but he didn't really. He comes back again in The Clone Wars, which takes place after Attack of the Clones, but before Revenge of the Sith.
That was a lot of information. Hopefully you got all that. Okay, so that's basically everything that happens in Attack of the Clones. Attack of the Clones is the only Star Wars movie I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I don't think he's really seen it yet, and that's the second one.
Yes, so, Brody, why don't you talk about episode 3, which is one of my personal favorites.
In that one, Anakin was already a Jedi Knight, but he should have been a Jedi Master, but they never wanted to grant him the rank of Master, because they didn't trust him. But they did it afterwards, they did trust him on the Jedi Council, after the Clone Wars, and then, Soon, as Obi-Wan fights Grievous, Anakin speaks with the Chancellor, and Anakin was the first one to find out in the Senate that Chancellor Palpatine was really Darth Sidious, the evil Sith Lord I was talking about. And then, at the beginning of the movie, Count Dooku was defeated by Anakin Skywalker. And then Anakin took his place as Darth Sidious' new apprentice on the dark side. And he joined Darth Sidious.
What was Anakin's name when he joined the dark side? Who did he call?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
The one you probably recognize.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of that name. And Brody, what was episode 3 called? You never told us.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. I'm just going to say one quick thing. This is not about Star Wars. I have my sister, Violet, from Slime Queen here.
Hi, guys.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, Brody, why don't you talk about number 4?
Okay, so that one's called A New Hope. And that one, basically, it's way after the third one. And basically, Obi-Wan trains a new apprentice who is actually Anakin's son, who is actually Darth Vader's son, that Luke doesn't know about yet. And Obi-Wan lies to him. He tells him fake history about his father that isn't true. He tells him that, his father was killed by Darth Vader, but really Darth Vader is his father, which you find out in the next one. And then in A New Hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi gets killed by Darth Vader.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And Luke shouts no about his master dying, just like Obi-Wan did about his master in The Phantom Menace.
Brody, you kept saying Luke. Can you explain who Luke is? I'm sure a lot of you know who he is.
He's basically like a farmer, I think. So like he's a farmer's nephew. So basically he was sold to Olwen Lars and Bru Lars, and basically they he was their step nephew.
So we're talking about Luke Skywalker, right?
Yeah, and so basically he was born in Revenge of the Sith. That's actually an interesting fact. He was born in Revenge of the Sith, so he's in that one. But he was like a baby in that one.
Yeah, actually, here's a fun fact. A New Hope was actually the first Star Wars movie ever made. And then they made
in 1977.
Yes, and then they made the two other movies that Bird is about to talk about. And then after those, they made 3 prequels, which were the three first ones we just talked about.
Yes, and then in The Empire Strikes Back, Luke's training is almost complete. But not fully complete yet. He still has much to learn. And then soon he confronts Darth Vader because he's ready now. But however, for some silly reason, Yoda trains him. For some silly reason, Yoda and Obi-Wan don't want him to go out and face Vader alone. But he knows, but Luke knew, Luke Skywalker, that's his full name. He knew he must save his friends. And one of them is actually his sister. He left behind his sister in Revenge of the Sith. Darth Vader left behind a son and a daughter, but they do not remember about it. Luke doesn't remember his mother, because his mother was Anakin's former wife, and now she died in Revenge of the Sith. And Darth Vader reveals the secret and finds out that Luke is his son, and then he reveals to Luke that Darth Vader is really his father.
Yeah, a lot of you may know that scene. There's a lot of memes.
He's like, no, I am your father.
That actually is a pretty good impression voice. Okay, that was episode 5 we just talked about, movie 5, called The Empire Strikes Back.
Now we're moving on to episode 6, which is my favorite one. And the best one of all, Return of the Jedi.
That one is really great.
Yeah. And basically in that one, Luke is almost like a Jedi Knight. You see, in that one, you could consider him a Jedi Knight, because basically he just needs to prove his training is complete by confronting Darth Vader. And Luke senses that Darth Vader is really his father, but he just has to make sure and go back to see Yoda. But unfortunately, Yoda is very old and dies of old age. And unfortunately, Yoda tells Luke that Darth Vader really is his father. And then Obi-Wan makes Luke sense that Princess Leia is really Luke Skywalker's sister.
Oh, and I just want to make one thing clear. In the last two movies we were talking about, Empire Strikes Back and Revenge and Return of the Jedi, which is what we're talking about. It's not the real Obi-Wan, it's a Force ghost of him.
Yeah. Now, what's up? What else was I going to say? Okay, so, and then Luke confronts Darth Vader, he injures him, but then Darth Sidious tries to kill Luke Skywalker, because Luke is no match for his powers, and then Darth Vader lifts him up to save his son, because at the end, Darth Vader chooses the light side, and then he was a good guy at the end, and he saved his son from Darth Sidious, his former master. But unfortunately, the same time Darth Vader killed Darth Sidious, Darth Sidious killed Darth Vader. But unfortunately, Luke tried to save him, but Darth Vader died before that.
Yeah, and Darth Sidious, fun fact, did not die.
No, actually, he did die.
Oh, he did?
But they cloned him. They cloned him.
Okay.
I think.
All right, talk about the next movie.
And then in The Force Awakens, and then in The Force Awakens, which is the seventh episode, Axel is like distracting me right now. So in the seventh episode, which is called The Force Awakens, that one is about Kylo Ren, and basically soon like he brings this new army called the First Order with his master Snoke. And they become like a First Order, and it like their enemies are the Resistance, which is the light side. And basically soon they meet a new scavenger named Rey, and then Rey and Finn, not knowing how to use lightsabers, well, Rey already did, because secretly Rey and Kylo Ren are Force dyads, so whatever one of them learns, the other one just knows. And secretly Kylo Ren is really Han Solo's son, and Han and Leia's son, because they just got married sometime after Return of the Jedi. And then in that one, Kylo Ren kills his father, Han Solo, and he was formerly Ben Solo until he became Kylo Ren, and he was trained under Luke Skywalker until he turned to the dark side and became Snoke's apprentice instead. And Luke was no match for his powers, and then Luke retired. But he was still a Jedi, but he just, like, no longer fought anymore. And then, just like Yoda. And then, soon Rey confronts Kylo Ren and nearly defeats him. But, Kylo Ren even more nearly defeated Finn.
Okay, so I guess that was episode 7. We don't have a lot of time left, so we're going to try to go through episode 8 and 9 quickly.
Okay, so in episode 8, in The Last Jedi, Kylo Ren redeems himself just for one moment. Well, at the beginning, Rey wants to go find Luke Skywalker because she knows about him now because Leia told him about her. And, Leia was once Luke's student. And basically, Rey was like Luke's apprentice just for a moment, but then Rey turned to the dark side, but then she's back on the light side, and then Kylo Ren turns to the light side and helped defeat Snoke and defeated the Praetorian guards, but then went back to the dark side, but he still was Snoke's enemy, and he wanted Rey to join him, but Rey refused, and everything stayed the same. But and Luke tried to confront Kylo Ren, but it was really a hologram of him. And then, like, as he was doing that, he was wasting all of his energy, and then he died. And that's the end of episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Yeah, so Luke Skywalker died in that. Okay, episode 9, which is the last episode.
So in that one, Darth Sidious is basically around again, because basically he was cloned.
Oh, he was cloned.
So he was cloned, and then basically, he told Kylo Ren that he made Snoke, so, like, he cloned a version of Snoke, which I don't really think is true, but, like, I think he means, like, basically he was the one who created Snoke, like, before The Force Awakens. Like, I don't know. But, like, anyway, so basically, in that one, like, Rey and Kylo Ren make a great bond. And basically in that one, Rey fights Kylo Ren and then nearly kills him. And then Leia dies in that one, wasting all of her energy and sacrificing herself to make Rey force heal Kylo Ren, and then Kylo Ren turns back to the light side and helps defeat Darth Sidious. But unfortunately, to heal Rey, Kylo Ren uses up all of his energy and then dies. And that's the end of that one. The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, go check out those movies. They're good.
Too bad they ended it so soon. They should have had like 20 movies.
Yeah, they should have had like 20 movies. I just don't like how Kylo Ren died. I think if they ever, they're not going to, but if they ever decide to suck it up and do, because of all the fans, they should probably make one like with Rey on the dark side. I think that would be pretty good.
I thought you said you wouldn't like that.
I changed my mind on that one. It would actually be pretty cool if she turned to the dark side, then turned back to the light side.
Because really, she was the bad guy, wasn't she, really?
Yeah, because she freaking electrocuted Chewie.
Yeah. Like, she knew she was going to do that, right?
Yeah, so anyway, that's the end.
That's the end of it. We got to end this. All right.
Yeah, that's the end of this episode, guys.
Sorry if there was a lot of talking, but yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening. That's not even half of the stuff he knows about Star Wars. But anyway.
I even know about Darth Sidious's master, who is Darth Plagueis.
Oh, yeah.
And Darth Bane, who is their first Sith in canon. And there's another Star Wars thing called Star Wars Legends, but we'll talk about that sometime, like, in months.
Yeah, we'll make another episode probably, like, next year, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening to that. Sorry if it was long. Make sure to go favorite my podcast, check it out, and bye, guys, and remember, keep the reap.